Thanks for joining us for the Tuesday night edition of our Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the wrestling coaches of Beloit, Osborne, and Smith Center. Remember, for the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out nckssports.com. Let's get started with the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chat with head coach Cade Hewitt. The Beloit Trojan Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Tuesday at this time by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit.
And welcome back again, and welcome to our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats. We're joined by Cade Hewitt, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Boys and Girls Wrestling Teams. Coach, you just had, you know, one place that you went this week. The girls went on Friday, the boys varsity and JV on Saturday to Phillipsburg Panther Classic, and just kind of looking at how everybody fared there on the girls' side, a fourth-place finish for Lily Noe there at 140, and then on Saturday you got a first-place finish at 113 for Brogan Monty, and Brody Boudreaux brought home the gold as well at 215 for you. Just overall, maybe start with the girls since they were Friday, but just how do you feel about the way they performed and then the JV as well?
Yeah, so on Friday, we took a couple of our girls out to Phillipsburg because of homecoming. The other two couldn't make it, so we actually didn't win a match while we were out there. Lily was fourth out of the four girls there. But it's exciting to get her a medal and to watch her develop in her last match of the day. She took the girl down and looked really good there before eventually giving up the fall. But her second varsity medal of the year, two competitions in a row, and so it's fun to watch her progressing and having some success. You jump over to the boys' side. Saturday, we'll start out talking about our JV results. At 120, at 120 JV, Evan Blue took first for us. He actually avenged a couple losses from the previous tournament, and he looked the best that he has all year. And so we were really excited for Evan. First ever gold medal he's ever won in wrestling. And so he was excited. We were excited. At 132, Jeremiah Roderick struggled to find a win on Saturday, but he looked good, really good in his first match. He didn't give up a fall and battled really, really tough, even when he was in some tough positions. And so really proud of how he composed himself in that first match. And later on in the day ended up matching up with a kid from Great Bend and a couple kids from Phillipsburg that probably wouldn't be junior varsity on a lot of people's teams. And just because of the circumstances, they were on the junior varsity side of the tournament. 144, Carter Germark, he actually went 3-2 on the day, but because of where he landed in the bracket, he didn't come away with a medal, but Carter looked really good. He scored a lot of points. The matches that he did lose were by decision, and so he didn't give up any falls on the day, and we were really excited to watch Carter wrestle the way he did. At 150 pounds, Marshall Green, for the second week in a row, found his way to the medal stand. He was 2-2 on the day, and another situation where he's in a very tough weight class, and the kids that he's losing to are kids that would probably be varsity at some other schools, and just there's tough kids ahead of these kids. For the second week in a row, at 175 pounds, Caden Lomax found himself in the finals. This time he was able to overcome, and he was the champion of that tournament. And so he has put two tournaments in a row just wrestling really incredibly well. And we're really excited. His record doesn't show how good of a wrestler he is, and we're really excited about the momentum that he has rolling into regional wrestling. At 215 pounds, Cale Wessling, there were three kids in his bracket. He ended up winning one of the two matches and another battle 4-0 decision that he won. But he got his second win of the season, and it's two competitions in a row. And so he's really progressing and developing fast, and it's been fun to watch him start to figure out the balance and the moves and everything he needs to have put together to have success in wrestling. And so really excited to put Cale on the medal stand. He actually came away with a second-place medal. Jump over to the varsity side of the tournament. At 106 pounds, we had Wyatt McMillan. First round of the day, he received a bye. And I really don't like that. It's tough to start the day out with a bye and not get the rust knocked off. His first actual match of the day was against, at one point he was the number one ranked kid at 106 pounds, Caleb Kieswetter of Norton. And Wyatt battled and wrestled him tough, got deep into the first period before the kid caught him and put him on his back and pinned him. But Wyatt looked really good in that match. His last match of the day was a kid that he had beaten early on from Phillipsburg, and we were ahead 7-0 on the kid and got into the second period, and the kid got us into a very strange move and caught us in a predicament where we couldn't get off of our back. And so we ended up giving up the fall there. And I think had Wyatt not been sick all week, we'd have found ourselves in the third and fourth place match, and we'd have taken third. But because of sickness and because of the bye at the beginning of the day, we just didn't wrestle fully to our ability to finish out the day. 113 pounds. Brogan Monty, he took a bye first round. He ended up winning his next round by fall. And then he matched up in the semifinal, a rematch of the state finals a year ago with Cash Schlitz of Hoxie. Brogan looked really good in that match. He actually beat Schlitz 9-2, and so it was a battle the entire time, but Brogan took advantage when he had opportunities to score points. In first place match, we were really hoping to see someone different, but we matched up with Gage Taylor of Abilene again. It would have been the third time these guys have met. It was the closest it's been all year. Brogan pinned him at the previous two meetings, but in this match, he couldn't find a way to get the kid to his back, but ended up winning by major decision 10-2. To 120 pounds, Carson Thomas landed in absolutely loaded bracket. He went 2-2 on the day, but we're really excited for the victory that he had. It was a region seed match over Russell Kidd, and he won it in sudden victory 7-5. And so he looked really good in that match, and we were excited to get him a quality varsity win there. To 150 pounds, Xander Elam, another loaded bracket that he landed in. He matched up with Gus Hansen of Atwood Rollins County. First round and gave up a fall, but he wrestled the kid really tough up until that point. I think Hansen would be a ranked wrestler in that weight class right now. His next match, he got another what I would call a region seed win over a Russell kid, similar record to us, and we battled the whole time and eventually wore the kid down, caught him on his back and pinned him. Final match of the day for Xander. He matched up with a Hoxie kid that had pinned us earlier in the year at the Beloit Invite. And we were hoping to get a little bit of revenge there, but due to the sickness and circumstances of the week prior, didn't quite get it done. We gave up a fall late in the match to the Hoxie kid. At 157 pounds, Chance Germark, he was 2-2 on the day, but looked really good. His second match of the day was against Caden Schulte of Osborne, a match that we got pinned in the week prior. We only lost by decision 9-3. So Chance improved and looked really good in that match. And I think if we wrestle it 10 more times, we're going to get closer and closer each time. Chance's final match of the day was a kid from Oakley whose record really didn't show how good of a wrestler he was. But we ended up giving that one up in the ultimate tiebreaker round, deep in overtime, losing 3-2. Just couldn't hold the kid down to ride him for the win. And so gave up the final point in the final tiebreaker to lose 3-2 there. Very loaded bracket at 157. So overall, Chance looked really good on the day. To 215 pounds, Brody Boudreaux, he winded up for us for the varsity side of the tournament. He got the number one seed due to a previous win earlier in the season. The kid we were hoping to see in that tournament wasn't there, unfortunately, but Brody looked really good on the day. He won his first three matches by fall, beat a St. Francis kid, Abilene kid, and then matched up with a Plainville kid that we saw first match of the year and was able to pin him as well. In the first place match, another match that we would call a barn burner. It was back and forth the entire match. Brody being the, I believe he's the number five ranked kid, we matched up against the number six ranked kid in the state at 215, and Barrett Leitz of Rossville. And coming down to the last 30 seconds of the match, it was 5-5. And what Brody needed to do to win that match to keep it out of overtime was stand up to his feet and escape. And that's exactly what he did. He wrestled a good quality match the entire time. And when he needed to score a point to win the match and keep it out of overtime, he did. And so Brody Boudreaux looking really fantastic for this time of year and taking some incredible momentum, winning his first ever varsity tournament as we head into the postseason here.
We're talking with Kate Hewitt, the head coach of the Beloit Trojans. After the recap of Phillipsburg, we're going to take a time out and we'll come back and preview what's coming up this week for Beloit Trojan Wrestling here on Katy Country 94.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, HansonAuctionRealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
And back in the locker room chats, we're still with Cade Hewitt, coach of the Blue Trojan Wrestling Team. Coach, a few events this week for you. You have a duel with Minneapolis Thursday, and then the JV will go to Chapman on Saturday. And believe it or not, it's already postseason for your girls coming up on Saturday at McPherson in the 4 through 1A regional. Talk about these first two boys events as you have a couple of them coming up, and then we'll preview regional girls.
Yeah, on Thursday it will be our senior night. It will be a home duel versus Minneapolis. We're really excited for this matchup. On paper, the duel looks to be like a really close barn burner of a duel. We match up really good with a lot of their kids and look to have most of the weights have contested matches. And so we're really excited for the duel. I believe they've got one girl that they'll bring, and she, ironically enough, will match up with our senior if they bring her. And so we're really excited to get the opportunity to honor our seniors, give them one last opportunity to step on the mat and wrestle in our home gym and leave it all out on the mat. On top of it all, our parents have been great all year long. They have provided us another opportunity with a baked potato bar, and it's going to be a free will donation deal open to the public. We're giving the public a huge opportunity here to come out and support these senior wrestlers, you know, some of which have only wrestled for a year, but some of which that have wrestled since they are 5 or 6 years old. And so really, really excited to give our community this opportunity to come out and support our seniors one last time at what will be one fantastic duel with the Minneapolis Lions. Weigh in. And the baked potato bar will start at 5:30, and wrestling will begin at 6:30. So please come on out and support our seniors. But moving on to a Saturday, we will have JV wrestling in Chapman, and it's an opportunity to take those that will not compete at regions, and then those that will compete in regions but have missed out on some matches due to sickness or weather delays or so on and so forth. And so I believe we're taking seven boys to Chapman on Saturday and going to give them one last opportunity to tie their shoes up and wrestle tough for us before this region tournament on the boys' side. Now, Friday night, one of our coaches and our girls will drive down to McPherson for the seating meeting on the girls' region, and come Saturday morning, the girls will wrestle in McPherson, and we're excited to give those girls one last opportunity to show how much they've improved this year and to see if we can get them to battle through and qualify for the state tournament.
Hopefully we have a good showing for the girls down at McPherson, and best of luck to them, and we'll catch you again next week, all right?
Okay.
Kate Hewitt, the head coach of the Beloit Trojan Wrestling Team, here in our Locker Room Chats on Katie Country 94. Our Beloit Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions in Beloit and Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, HansonAuctionRealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrien Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats continue with Osborne Bulldog head coach Jason Knoll. The Bulldog Wrestling Locker Room Chat can be heard every Tuesday evening on KD Country 94 and online at KDCountry94.com. And are proudly sponsored by Midway Co-op and by Landmark Implement.
And welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We're joined now by Jason Knoll, coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Teams. Coach, competed at the Phillipsburg Panther Classic over the weekend. Girls on Friday, boys on Saturday, as you kind of look back at the tournament. We'll start with the girls first. Obviously, this is a very stacked and loaded and tough tournament for you. Just overall, how do you feel about the way the girls wrestled there on Friday in the Phillipsburg Panther Classic? I don't believe you came away with any medals, but how did that go as far as that was concerned in Phillipsburg?
Yeah, unfortunately, we just didn't show up this weekend for our girls. We haven't wrestled this bad since probably week one. Unfortunately, hopefully they got it out of their system this week so we can be better next week. But, it wasn't very good. I guess Cheyenne won two, but I mean, we should have won the other two. We were taking bad shots and reverting back to things we tried to fix a long time ago. But overall, it wasn't that great, but we do have 3 or 4 days here to work on stuff and fix, so hopefully we can get it fixed before Saturday.
You then had boys on Saturday there at Phillipsburg, a third place finish for Caden Schultz, your lone medalist. So as you kind of look at the way the boys wrestled, I know we talked about that going in, that it was going to be a lot of similar kids that you might see at regionals coming up here in about a week and a half, 2 weeks, but just overall, how do you feel about the boys' performance then on Saturday at Phillipsburg?
Yeah, again, Caden wrestled good. Mm-hmm. He had a really tough one there in the semis, but he wrestled good. And everybody else, it's kind of like Friday with the girls. We just didn't show up. We did some bad things on the feet that couldn't move on bottom, get flattened out. I can't say really anything too good about what happened this weekend. Unfortunately, it was tough. It was a tough night. It was a tough weekend for us. But hopefully we can fix things the next couple of weeks and get ready for regionals. But we lost some seeds this weekend for regionals. But mm-hmm. We're going to have to prepare and get better for regionals, and we're going to have to win those when it comes down to next Saturday.
We're talking with Jason Knoll, the coach of the Osborne wrestling team. And when we come back, we'll preview the girls' regional tournament coming up this weekend for Osborne wrestling here on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com.
Midway Co-op is your full-service co-op with locations close to where you live. We offer bulk fuel and propane delivery, full-service fertilizer, crop nutrients, and protection. Plus, we clean and treat that seed. We have convenience, tires, batteries, oil changes, and 24/7 fueling centers. The Midway team is good at what they do. Go with Midway Co-op, your best way forward for town and country.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
See us today.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, as we're still with Jason Knoll, the coach of the Osborne Bulldog Wrestling Teams. Coach, the girls, the only ones that are on the mats this week, nothing for the boys as you prepare for regionals coming up next weekend. But this weekend, the girls will be at Scott City coming up on Saturday, and it's 4 through 1A. So as this sport continues to grow on the girls' side, I'm guessing this is going to be a very, very difficult tournament for you when you go to regionals, but a chance for some of your athletes to make it to the state tournament then the following week. Just what are your thoughts on this regional at Scott City? Again, a lot of different teams from 4 through 1A.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. Our girls are going probably to one of the toughest regionals in the state, unfortunately. But we have a chance to qualify 3, and we have a chance to qualify 0. So it's just whether we show up or not. Because we just got to get better and this week, and hopefully we're going to do a lot of drilling and fix problems. Hopefully I can prepare them better than I have last week, and hopefully we can get those wins that we shouldn't have lost this last weekend back. But other than that, it's going to be tough. We're going to have to win 2 or 3 matches that we were not supposed to even qualify one of. I have confidence that we're going to fix the problems, but we still got to show up on Saturday and prove that we belong here, and I have confidence that we're going to do that. So we're going to see how it goes, but they got to show up and wrestle.
any of the girls with regionals this week. What do you do with the boys here? I know, like you said, you'll work on those things probably that you talked about with the girls with drills and things like that to get them prepared for regionals. But without having a competition this week as you get ready for your regional then the next Saturday, what's the focus there on the boys' side here throughout this week?
Yeah, this on the boys' side, we're going to do a lot of live drilling. We got to get we got to fit and fix a lot of things that we're going to watch a lot of film this week, and but we're going to do a lot of live drilling, stuff like that, get some live matches in and rotate. Aaron and I told Aaron Saturday, I was like, we're going to be wrestling a lot this next couple weeks because we got to push these boys to make them better, just to see different styles, you know. Mm-hmm. Aaron and I wrestled differently, and you know, if they can compete with us, I have confidence we can compete with just about anybody in the state. So we're going to have to push them harder than we have all year just to get them even close to ready. So this week's going to be a lot of live drilling, and next week hopefully we're going to be able to take it back a couple notches and just have a nice, slow, steady drill next week.
Jason Knoll, coach of the Osborne Bulldog wrestling teams here on the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us, and best of luck here with the girls coming up at regionals this weekend.
Thank you. I sure appreciate it.
Our Osborne Wrestling Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Midway Co-op and Landmark Implement.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference.
The more you know, the better it goes with your land's productivity. Just say the word, farmers, and one of our agronomy specialists will test the pH, organic matter, and moisture in each zone of your field. Soil testing and tissue sampling provide profitable knowledge. Give us a call. Don't put it off. We present, you decide. The choice is yours. Call 785-346-5451 today.
Midway's your best way forward. Midway Co-op's your best way forward.
Make that call today.
We conclude our Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats with Smith Center Head Coach Avery Hawkins. For the latest local wrestling information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Smith Center Redmond Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Landmark Implement, and by Nutrient Ag Solutions and Smith Center.
And back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, our wrestling chats with Avery Hawkins, head coach of the Smith Center wrestling teams. Coach, had a duel with Rossville there on Friday, and then also had the girls at the Phillipsburg Panther Classic Friday. Let's start first with the boys against Rossville. Looks like you dueled pretty evenly, 33-33. Just overall, how do you feel about the duel there with the Bulldogs and what it brought for your team?
Yeah, no, I thought we competed well in that duel. We've had some sickness going around. We've got some guys banged up, so not everybody wrestled in that duel. So I think there were only five matches in that duel, pretty open. So a lot of back and forth, and where we had kids, they didn't, and where they had kids, we didn't. So one of those type of situations, but, you know, I thought we competed well. Eli picked up a win over a ranked kid. Luke got a fall there also. Nate Fye lost an overtime match. I think the other two matches, Blick and Staff came up a little bit short in his at 144, and then at 132, I believe, Riley Powers picked up the fall there. So I thought we did pretty well overall.
Then, again, the girls went to the Phillipsburg Panther Classic. It was a late ad for you there. You're able to kind of take them to some other place and have a chance to see them wrestle against some really, really good competition there at Phillipsburg. Chloe Padilla got third place for you in her weight class there at 135 on the medal stand. But just overall, how do you feel about Phillipsburg there for the girls and what came out of that?
Yeah, really good tournament. Some different teams we haven't seen this year. Also, of course, some teams that we've seen quite a bit. You know, Norton's there. I think that's the fourth or fifth time maybe we've seen them this year. So we seem to kind of follow each other around quite a bit. But, yeah, I thought we did some good things. Chloe had a great tournament, finishing third there. She beat a girl from Trigo, the Magana girl. She lost to her at league. So we got some vengeance there. Helped us with some seeding criteria for next weekend when we go to regionals. We had another placer at 190 filling in for Casey Herzberg. She's got an injury. It was Sadie Liddell. She wrestled down. She's usually at 235. So she wrestled down at 190, and she got a fourth place finish there. She picked up a win against a pretty good opponent from Ellsworth, I believe. So, yeah, I thought we did some good things. Obviously, you know, we don't have a full team, so we're not going to compete team-wise in the team race. But those two individuals, for sure, they did an excellent job.
We're talking with Avery Hawkins, head coach of the Smith Center Wrestling team. We'll take a time out. We come back. We'll preview what's coming up this week for Smith Center Wrestling postseason for the girls coming up.
Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled wind rower from Landmark Implement during the early order program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled wind rower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for high quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
For bigger yields this year, start small by putting fertilizer biocatalyst Titan XC on every little granule. New Titan XC helps you get more out of your crops by getting more out of your dry fertilizer. Titan XC promotes release of nutrients in your fertilizer and those bound in the soil. Release more nutrition, expect more results. With Titan XC from Nutrient Ag Solutions in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center. Always read and follow label directions.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. I'm Katie Country 94, Avery Hawkins with us, the head coach of the Smith Center Redmond and Lady Red Wrestling teams. Coach, a couple duels for the boys this week, and then regionals coming up for the girls. We'll preview those duels real quick first, though. You have Republic County coming up on Thursday on the boys' side, and then you have Plainville on Friday. Just overall, how do you feel about these two for the boys as you get yourself prepped for the postseason?
Yeah, two pretty evenly matched duels, I think, coming up this week on the boys' side. Republic County, they're pretty similar to us. They've got some opens. They've got some really good kids. I think we match up pretty well with them. I haven't looked at all the matchups yet, so I couldn't say exactly who will be wrestling and who, but I know earlier in the season, before Christmas, I believe they took down Rossville in a duel 36-33, so we obviously just 33-33 with them last Friday. So points-wise, I think we match up pretty well, and then I think weight class-wise we match up pretty well, so I'm excited for that one. And then as far as the Plainville duel goes, I think it's pretty similar to the one that we just had this last Friday. I think they're going to be open where we're not, and we're going to be open where they're not. We might have a few matches in there, but it is nice. We do a junior high thing. Before that, we do a junior high duel. So it'll be a good atmosphere for our community to have all those kids here wrestling at home. We haven't had that yet this year where the junior high and high school are going together, so that'll be good to get some fans in the seats. And I'm looking forward to both of those duels for sure.
And then, again, girls coming up with regionals on Saturday. You go down to Scott City. This is 4 through 1A, and with the way the sport's growing, these regionals seem to get bigger and bigger, and so obviously you're going to have some pretty tough competition. You'll send four girls down there, and what are your prospects of how you feel like they can do at the regional there in Scott City?
Yeah, it's going to be extremely tough. This will be my first time dealing with a postseason on the girls' division on that side. But 4 through 1A, man, there's going to be a ton of teams, a ton of good competition. It's going to be really tough to get through. So if we can come out of our regional especially, I feel like, is extremely difficult. So if we're able to get anybody out of our region, I think that we will have a really good chance of placing in Salina. And I'm looking forward to it. I think we've got a couple girls that really have a chance. They wrestle to their ability, and we seem to just keep getting better every week. So if we can do that and peak at the right time this weekend, I think that we might be able to make a run at it and take a couple on to Salina the next weekend.
Avery Hawkins, head coach of the Smith Center Wrestling Squads. Coach, we thank you for getting the time this week, and good luck this week, and hope we have some good stuff to talk about with the girls next week.
Yeah, thank you.
Our Smith Center Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Insurance Smart, Melissa Westbrook Agent, Landmark Implement, and Nutrient Ag Solutions in Smith Center.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition, expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your Nutrient Ag Solutions dealer in Beloit, Cortland, and Smith Center about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions. We'll be right back.
Ready to upgrade your combine with new technology to make your harvest more efficient, meaning more money in your pocket? The team at Landmark Implement is here to help find the right combine for harvest. Plus, when you purchase a pre-owned combine from Landmark, you are backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network, along with mobile techs and parts drop-off points to keep you up and running, reducing downtime. View inventory online at landmarkimp.com or stop by your local Landmark to experience the Landmark difference. Insurance Smart supports the youth of the area in all their academic and athletic endeavors. Insurance Smart is locally owned and operated and here to help you understand your insurance needs. With 5 locations to serve you, stop in and let us help you make the most of your auto, home, business, farm, crop, life, Medicare supplement, or long-term care insurance needs. Maximize your premium dollars to get the best coverage. Let one of our agents help you be sure that you are covered for all the perils life can throw at you. See Darren McDowell, Tiffany Ritzky, Kim Campbell, Melissa Westbrook, and Ethan Coleman today at Phillipsburg, Kensington, Smith Center, Lucas, and Luray to start saving today. Thanks for tuning in to the Tuesday Wrestling Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tune in again next Tuesday evening at 5:10 to hear more from the wrestling coaches at Beloit, Smith Center, and Osborne.